a guy, the best you can buy. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour here on Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the one and only Moto Man. That's right, the guy with a hot new TV show. He's going to be joining us from his palatial Los Angeles estate, and let's hope he's wearing the famous cape as well. A little later on in the hour, we'll be joined by a representative of a website called TrueCar.com. We'll find out some more information from that, but we held him over from the previous hour of the broadcast. He's our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues, also field reporter here for the show, the one and only Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Good, Doug. Bob, good. We've helped a lot of people this last hour, keeping those cars up on the road, huh?
Absolutely. We're going to have to get you back on real soon to solve more of these riddles and get folks squared away for the summer months ahead. Matter of fact, we may keep you on here for the first segment with Moto Man because he's a fascinating gentleman. But meanwhile, we have a caller in New Hampshire by the name of Peter, and Peter's got a problem with his parking brake. He's got a 1973 Thunderbird, and it appears that the push-off parking brake isn't working. Let's go back to the phone lines and see if Peter is still.
Hello? Mark?
Hi.
It's Peter.
Hi there. Yes, it sounds like to me that your emergency brake step assembly, where you're pushing that pedal down to apply that emergency brake. That
yes, step it's assembly, the parking brake.
The parking brake, yeah. That sounds like that parking brake step assembly is worn out, Peter. You got a lock assembly in there that is freezing up on you, and you might take a look over there on the left-hand side on your kick panel there by the driver. You might get up in there and look and grab some WD-40. You could just have a little bit of rust.
Wait.
There.
I got to write this down. WD-40. You mean that's silicone stuff?
Yep. Yep.
This just simple as that, Peter. Absolutely. It's just the silicone stuff.
Go ahead,
Works
Mark.
Good. You probably have a rust issue where the little step that is holding that pedal down for you is hanging up, just holding it up, not letting it come back up and release. And
it's a real problem, Mark. I'll tell you, when the parking brake won't come off, you're stuck. I can't get you anywhere with the parking brake being like this. How much is it going to cost for me to get it fixed?
Well, if you just use some WD-40, if it's a rust issue, that doesn't cost a lot. What do you think, Bob? A can of WD-40 is $3-$4, I think. You know.
Yeah, I would say you could probably go down to Walmart and get one for three bucks or something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter, does that help you out?
Well, I hope so because I gotta get this thing fixed. So I thank you and I thank Mark. Where are you, Mark? Are you with Bob?
I'm out in Idaho, Peter, out in Boise, Idaho area. Out west.
Oh, the potato place.
Yeah, yep, good taters out here.
All right, well, thank you, and thank you, Bob. Well,
Peter, thank you very much for calling in. We certainly appreciate all the calls that we've taken with Mark. But Mark, we'll keep you on hold because I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. I met this gentleman at the Los Angeles International Auto Show, and most recently he was in New York. He's got a hot new television show. It's called Moto Man. It's named after himself. Here he is, the one and only Moto Man. Hey there, Moto Man. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Last time we talked, the volcano ash was descending upon your Los Angeles palatial estate, or at least threatening to do so. What happened?
Well, we decided to evacuate and let things clean up over there, and now we are in the Great Lakes region, preparing for an upcoming episode that we are shooting in the general Detroit area.
Sounds very cool. Tell Mark Evans, our special guest, along with all of our listeners, a little bit about the show. How long has it been around, Moto Man?
The show officially launched on January 11th of this year. We've been shooting it since July of last year. And basically what we do is we take one car, we tell one story once a week. So we cover new cars, we cover classic cars, we cover car lifestyle. So we kind of cover all of the spectrum and a lot of things that are near and dear to my heart.
Absolutely, and you've done some really cool stuff. And I'm jealous because I'm up here in New England, so I don't get a lot of the real cool cars, but you're based out there in California, and you've had the opportunity to do some wonderful comparison tests between Vipers and GTRs, and you did a wonderful show a little while back about the Camaro. Tell us about that.
I got to tell you, that Camaro episode was a lot of fun. You know, what we do on the show, as I said, we tell a story. So while we want to present the facts and say, hey, here's a Camaro with 426 horsepower, it goes 0 to 60 in 4.2 seconds, and it's a wonderful car, you know, say that kind of stuff, we wanted to tell more of a story. So I figured, let's go back, let's go to the original car and find out what the mission of the original car was. So we went and we found a very gracious owner to loan us his 1968 RSSS in a stunning blue with a
wow.
White stripe around the grill. It was fantastic. And we had that for a week along with our 2010 Camaro, which, of course, was the 6-speed, as you know, Bob, I'm a big believer in 3 pedals. And then we took them out to Arizona, to Barrett-Jackson. And then I said to myself, okay, if we're going to find out what the mission is, that's one aspect of it. But to really tell a story about this car, this is like the people's sporty car. So let's find out what the people think about it. So I went to Barrett-Jackson, and I roped in a couple of people to give us their opinion. And I got some very interesting responses, because I didn't pick the usual, like, Camaro guys. I got the guy, I don't know if you know him, his name is, he's the guy that owns the oldest Corvette in existence, serial number 003, Dave Ressler.
Yes.
He's a big muscle car guy.
Yeah. Mark's been to Barrett-Jackson many times, yeah.
Yeah. So we got his input on the car, and he happened to be kind of split. He couldn't decide which one. So I figured I'd get some rather attractive women to give me some input and get what they thought of this car. Which one do they like better? And actually, I thought all of them would go for the new one, but believe it or not, the majority went for the old one.
Isn't that amazing? And another very cool episode that you did where you took a prototype of the now production Hyundai Equus out and about, and you didn't tell people it was a Hyundai, and you got some really interesting reaction on that one.
That was a particularly fun episode to shoot because we got this car. You know, and I got to believe there's a question everybody has in their mind when they go to buy a fancy car. Are they buying the brand or are they buying, like, the toys in the car? And this, there couldn't be a better example of this than the Hyundai Equus. You look at it, you play with it, and you think, wow, this is a luxury car. And luckily enough, the car that they gave us didn't have any badging on it. You couldn't tell what it was, with the exception of, like, on the window glass, you could see, like, Hyundai Motor on the glass, but you really have to be a detail-oriented person to find that. So what we did is we went to our local cruising, which is Bob's Big Boy, on a Friday night, and drove it in, and you would think this car was like Moses. It was like splitting the Red Sea to get this thing in there. Everyone was paying attention. And we did the same thing. We found out what people really want to see in a car. And we got some really odd cross-sections of people. But everyone pretty much said, this car, I could look at this and honestly take this as a luxury car. It was when I said it was a Hyundai that they were literally shocked. They even got this one girl, looked at me and said, I asked her, would you go out with a guy who drives a Hyundai? And she flat out said no. When I showed her the car, she was like, maybe, I would.
Tell our listeners and also Mark Evans where he can check out and all the listeners can check out the latest episodes from Moto Man.
Sure. We are in a couple of places. We are on on-demand TV and we are on the web. On the web, you can find us on YouTube shows. So it's Moto Man TV. You can also find us on TiVo and iTunes.
Very cool. We're going to say goodbye to Mark. Mark, we'll get you back real soon.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks, Bob. Talk to you soon.
All right. And Moto Man, stay where you are. Get your cape ready because we're going to have more Moto Man talk straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Moto Man, who is joining us remotely from just outside of Detroit, Michigan, where he's going to be filming an episode upcoming. And he's been telling us all about the television show, which has rolled out to rave reviews. And sounds like you're having lots of fun with this project, Moto Man.
Absolutely. How could I not? You know, when I first started the show, I really was just reviewing cars along with my comedy career. So I was doing stand-up at places like the Improv and the Comedy Store. And I got this opportunity to review cars, and I was thinking to myself, what a great opportunity to really have a car for a week and then share with the world what you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is truly a dream come true.
It is. It's a great gig. There's no question about it. And from that, you launched into doing this very unique show. And I like the fact that, you know, as you touched on, not only do you cover new vehicles in the Moto Man show, but you also do lots of stuff on classic vehicles as well.
Absolutely. You know, Bob, I'm a big believer that if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Me too. I think
there's some good things we can learn from classic cars, and I think there's some bad things we can learn from classic cars. Like recently, we just saw a 48-mile 1976 Chevette.
Oh, boy.
It had the Presidential Edition upholstery seats, you know, obviously for the centennial in 1976. And while it's great to see a car like this survive and it only has 48 miles, it kind of shows how far the car industry, especially the American car industry, has come from. If you really look at that was what an economy car was back in 76, and then look at the upcoming Fiesta we've got coming out. It's a lot of fun to drive.
And chock full of luxury features and entertainment features. And back in those years, if you bought an economy car, I mean, it was that. It had roll-up windows and no power accessories or anything else. But now the modern-day small cars, you know, really kind of brought on by the many folks, have now brought luxury into smaller cars. And when you look at performance, too, my first car was a 1977 Mustang. Had a 302 V8 two-barrel carburetor. It was 140 horsepower.
Wow,
and
V8.
Yeah, from a 302, basically what they used to call the 5-liter V8, and now for 2011 they're bringing back the 5.0, and it's got 412 horsepower and gets 26 miles to the gallon on the highway.
Can you believe that? 412 horsepower gets 26 mpg. You know, Bob, I actually... Sir, this is back around Meadowbrook time. I was back in Detroit, and I had a 368 horsepower Hemi Challenger, and you know how I love Challengers.
Me too.
And not even being a Mopar guy, and I love those cars.
Yep.
And I circumnavigated Lake Michigan in that car, and I did, believe it or not, 27 mpg.
Remarkable. Absolutely. And, you know, the modern-day Corvettes, too, all the General Motors V8 engines, I mean, just remarkable performance when you stop and think about the new Corvettes in base form, more than 430-plus horsepower, you know, delivering high 20s on the highway. I mean, the stuff that dreams are made of, Moto Man.
Absolutely. And, you know, we got we were lucky enough to get a brief glimpse at the next-generation Malibu.
Oh, very cool.
And I have to tell you, it is a stunning car, which is shocking to say when you look at the current one, which is a stunning car. But the MPG you're going to get out of that is going to be equal to or better than a Prius today.
Wow. I mean, that's showing
how far. It will not be a hybrid.
Amazing. I'm sure you've interviewed in your time Ed Welburn there from General Motors, who, you know, injects so much of his own personal passion into the vehicles. I mean, the Z28 that he personally owns, the 69, was a design inspiration for the current generation Camaro.
Absolutely. And his, you know, his car, his personal car, is an interesting story unto itself, because he's taken the original design, which he's always loved, and he's kind of added to it. He's changed the wheels himself. He's changed the steering wheel. It's like the Ed Welburn personal edition of the 69.
Very interesting indeed. And it's funny you bring up the Challenger. I know we've talked about this before, both on and off air, but I don't know, there's just something magical about that, especially the SRT8 variant of the Challenger. Spoke with the Ralph Giles just recently, and you know, for 2011, they're pumping that 6.1 Hemi up to 6.4, and they're talking 470, 480 horsepower and better MPG. Better MPG. Can you believe that?
And he's going to, you too obviously had the time to chat with him last week. We had him at the studio about 3 weeks ago, and he told us about some of the refinement details they're going to put in the car as well. Because I love that car. And, you know, that something about that, I don't know what it is, because if you really were to push me, I'm going to tell you the Camaro is a better driving car.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because of the suspension, it's lighter, it's a little bit smaller. But there's something visceral about that challenger. There's something that, you know, Ralph actually says it the best. He says, you don't drive a challenger, you wear a challenger.
That's so true. And, of course, the folks at Dodge, the designers are now designing clothing, which is all part of the genius of Ralph Gilles as well, as he's bringing that into the lineup as well, trying to inject even more passion.
Funny story about Ralph. Did you know that he was born in New York, he grew up in Montreal, and his aunt saw him drawing cars. She wrote a letter to Chrysler on his behalf saying, how does my nephew become a car designer?
Wow.
They responded.
So not unlike Ed Welburn, the head of design for GM, who also personally wrote a letter to GM years ago and got a response back. I mean, Ralph, too, had the same kind of story.
Yeah, totally. And Ian Callan, same thing. He wrote a letter. I forgot if it was to Jaguar or Ford or somebody. I forgot who he wrote the letter to, but he did. So it proves the point in this world, Bob. You don't get if you don't ask.
That is so true. And Ian Callum is one of my favorite interviews. I'm sure you've done some interviews with him.
We had a great time with him at Art Center and the new XJ.
Yeah, you got to love, you know, all of the Ian Callum design Jags right now, the XK, you know, the XF, and the all-new XJ. And this is quite a leap for the XJ, because in the past, really since 1968 when it debuted, I mean, it really hasn't been a clean sheet design. This is
the first
time that they've really taken the vehicle to a totally different place. Do you think they're going to move a lot of them? What do you think, Moto Man?
See, that's where I'm one of those oddball guys that likes the current XJ. I like that interpretation they did of the 1968 car.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that it was done with an aluminum body that makes it so much lighter than its competitors.
Yes.
And overall, when you drive it compared to like an S or a 7, I prefer the way it drives because it's smaller and lighter. I always preferred small and light.
Yep.
Now, the new XJ, I got to tell you, even though I love classic cars, I do really enjoy seeing designers really crafting art and pushing the envelope. And I honestly think Jaguar is going to get new people into the fold with this new XJ.
Absolutely.
It's such a stunning car.
Moto Man, stay right where you are. We're going to hold you over for a few more moments. This is Auto World. Don't go away. Also coming up, a representative from TrueCar.com.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com, and use promo code radio, or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live across North America. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. And we're chatting with the one and only Moto Man about his television show, the very successful television show. And Moto Man, let's again remind all of our listeners here where they can check it out, because you seem to be expanding in this department. Every time I talk with you, you're adding more distribution.
Well, you know, that's something that just comes from pushing along. You know, we're getting some interesting stories. We're telling a story about a car each week, and it seems to be that people are interested. So we've started on the web, as you know, at craveonline.com back in January. And we quickly spread out to on-demand TV. We're on iTunes. We're on Roku on-demand TV. We're on Boxy on-demand TV. And this month, we're starting on Verizon Fios on-demand TV. So if that is your cable operator, we will be there for you. And we will also this month start on TiVo on-demand TV, which is nationwide as well. And, of course, we'll be available at we are now available at Apple iTunes. And then you can get us at YouTube Shows, which is the online streaming TV area for network and cable shows of YouTube.
That's very cool. And The iTunes, is it available as a podcast?
Absolutely. You can download each episode for free from the iTunes, the Apple iTunes store, and all you have to do is type in keyword Motoman or Motoman TV, all one word, and you will get us there every episode up through the latest. And we've got a new one launching today, which I got to tell you, Bob, we had a hell of a time shooting this one. It was nervous for me, but we had a hell of a time shooting it, in that I took a 556-horsepower CTSV, found a downhill road in a canyon in California, and I raced a professional skateboarder.
Wow. And tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, I got to tell you, it started with a call to my attorney with, is there a way I can absolve any liability? And all he did was laugh and hung up the phone when I told him what I was trying to do. But we decided to do it anyway, and it was 4 days of shooting of me behind the wheel of this fantastic car saying, don't squash this guy, don't squash this guy, don't squash this guy. But it turns out this kid, his name is James Kelly, and he is the number two rated in the world of professional downhill skateboarders. Actually, he doesn't like it when I say downhill. He just likes professional skateboarders. And I've learned all the cool lingo of toe-side pre-drifts. I had no idea what the hell that meant before I met this kid. But basically, it means turning right. It's a fancy way of saying turning right.
Wow. Leave it to a young person to come up with a name for turning right like that. What is that?
And get this. You think this kid is a skate rat and comes from a line of dumb people. His sister is the youngest person ever to graduate from Harvard Law School.
No kidding.
I am dead serious.
Oh, that is very cool. And speaking of cool, that's quite a nice ride that you were racing the skateboarder with, getting a little tongue twisted here, the CTS-V, and now, of course, we're going to see the V in both coupe and sports sedan.
Can I give you a little bit of a hint of what's coming up on the show?
Yeah, sure.
I can't tell you all the details, but I'll come on the show again and tell you all the details and tell you the story behind this, but what we're shooting this week has to do with 556 horsepower, two doors,
ooh,
some very unique classic cars, and a person that I think you will know and love. That's all I'm going to tell you now. The episode will go live in mid-May.
Wow. Sounds very cool indeed. Well, it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you, Moto Man. And one more time, remind all of our listeners exactly where they can get the full scoop on all things Moto Man and also all the different distribution channels.
Sure. You can get us at motoman.tv, MOTOMAN.TV. You can also get us at the Apple iTunes Store. Just type in the keyword Moto Man or Moto Man TV, all one word. You can get us at YouTube, as well as on, starting this month, Verizon Fios On Demand TV, TiVo On Demand TV, Boxy On Demand TV, and Roku On Demand TV. And I'm sure by the next time I speak to you, Bob, I'll probably add to that list.
Well, it sounds like a plan. Enjoy your time in Detroit, and we can't wait to get that inside scoop there. Actually, thanks for the inside scoop. We can't wait to see that show about that car.
Now, one request for you, Bob, before I go.
That's...
Now, before we get together again and I tell you about this great episode that I'm filming out here in the great state of Michigan, you have to promise me that you're going to drive a GTR between now and then.
I know.
Talk about it.
I've got to get on the horn there with the Nissan folks to get one up here to New England. You're absolutely correct. I must do so. I will follow Motoman's instructions.
If they don't help you out, you call me, and we'll have you come out to California, and we'll have you drive one out there.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you, Motoman. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. We'll throw one more quick trivia question into the mix here, and that is an interesting one here. Going back into the decade, again, of the 1970s, who made the EXP? Actually, early 80s, who made the EXP? It was designed in the late 70s, but actually came to fruition in the early 80s. The EXP and the Mercury variation of the same vehicle. So I'm telling you, I'm kind of giving it away there. Who made the EXP? The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And now we are joined by a representative from True Car, who's going to be telling us all about it. It's my pleasure to welcome back Scott to the airways of Auto World. Scott, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I understand that you're expecting a baby. I'm expecting my first come September 21st, but yours is just around the bend.
Actually, she was born yesterday at 3:40 in the afternoon.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic. Tell our listeners all across North America a little bit about TrueCar.com and the great success that you've had in a very short span of time.
Sure. Well, at TrueCar, we are publishing what everyone else paid for their new car. And what we're really doing is providing radical clarity around something that has been so hard for most shoppers to understand, which is what is a fair deal? And most people don't realize that information is very powerful when purchasing a new car. We see, in terms of actual transactions, over a 30-day period, as much as a 35 to 40% difference between the person who paid the most and the person who paid the least for the exact same car. And the reality is that the new car today has really become a commodity. And the BMW 5 Series that you buy in Beverly Hills is identical to the BMW 5 Series that you'll buy in St. Louis, Missouri, for example. And yet we all know that we could go into the same dealership on the same day, buy an identical product from the exact same salesperson and pay a very different price. And when that's a $50,000 car with a 30% difference, we're talking about a potential of $15,000 from somebody who paid the most to somebody who paid the least. So in this case, information really does matter. And the last 18 months have been very, very volatile for the car business. And most people probably also don't realize that the industry today does not publish anything other than invoice and MSRP. And invoice in the traditional sense means cost. In the car sense, it really doesn't. The dealer's actual cost is very different from invoice. And so in the last quarter of 2009, the average consumer paid far less than invoice for their car. And in fact, 75% of the time, they were paying below cost. And so knowing what others paid is probably the most important factor in making sure that you get a fair deal.
We're chatting with Scott Painter, the founder and CEO of Zag and TrueCar.com, and we're telling you about the amazing success story of the website. And I understand recently 100,000 cars have been sold through the Zag-powered online car buying programs. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about that and talk more about TrueCar.com with Scott Painter. This is Auto World. Don't go away. Audi continues to surprise the automotive world with a number of all-new vehicles, including a 10-cylinder version of the 24/7 supercar, the R8. Audi's Philippe Brébeck.
We are talking in the hundreds per year, so definitely very, very low numbers. That's the demand. We have an order bank of about, you know, of a few hundred vehicles right now. That is sort of the exclusivity that this car comes with. We have just recently launched together three vehicles. It was the S4 sedan, the S5 Cabrio, and the R8 E10. The S5 Cabrio is a new derivative based on the A5 and S5 coupe. New convertible is also powered by a supercharged V6.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
We're back. Thank you very much for calling and listening all throughout today's broadcast. My name is Bob Long. This is Auto World. And we are joined by Scott Painter, a gentleman who has been with us in the past. Always enjoy chatting with Scott all about TrueCar.com. And Scott is the founder and, of course, CEO of Zag. And just recently, your folks sent me a press release about 100,000th car sold by Zag dealers. So congratulations on that. And explain that a little bit for our Auto World listening audience.
You bet. First of all, what Zag does is we operate the auto buying programs for a number of very prominent brands. So we run the auto buying programs for AAA, USAA, and all of their members, American Express, eBay Motors, Consumer Reports, and a number of other very prominent brands. Altogether now, it's 44 brands. And we offer a white label or private label auto buying program for their members that allows them to go online and shop for a car, configure it, learn all about it, and then get an upfront price from a national network of 3,000-plus participating dealers. And
wow.
in order to be on our program, the dealers have to give us a guaranteed upfront price. And there's a very interesting thing happening in new car retailing, which is a complete shift in power from the dealer to the consumer. Upfront pricing really is the most important development of the last 110 years in auto retail, in the sense that given that there are so many dealers that are all selling the same car today, 38,000 new car dealers still exist in this country, and given that you've got so many that are all competing for these customers, making them publish an upfront price forces them for the first time really to compete for customers based on price. And as a result, customers are now empowered with the information prior to having to give up their anonymity. So the very thing that many people find frustrating about buying a car, which is going into the dealership and dealing with a salesman who is doing this day in and day out and has the benefit of better information, consumers can now go online and anonymously through these auto buying programs get an upfront price. And if they don't like the price that they see, they can then decide to shop somewhere else. And it really is a very a big transfer of power, the ability for that customer to walk away anonymously. And it really does also have the knock-on effect of keeping dealers very, very competitive. And so consumers who buy through these programs are saving on average about 14%. We're able to track that given the TrueCar ability at TrueCar.com to manage and analyze what everyone else pays for their new car. So being able to track the results at ZAG is a very, very big deal, and we know that we are driving value. And as you mentioned, 100,000 cars now through the ZAG platform, and we are on pace to do our next 100,000 vehicles in the next 6 to 7 months.
Wow, that's remarkable, Scott. And is this available across the board to anybody free of charge? And are there any models restricted from the program?
No, we have every make model of car. It tends to be that we serve most sort of, you know, mainstream vehicles. So it's not as though folks who are buying Bentleys or Maseratis are going on to auto buying programs. However, you know, there is an absolute ability to get a great deal on a luxury car, a Mercedes, a BMW, Hyundai, Kia, Ford, Chevrolet. Everybody's on the program. We work with dealers in every market across the U.S. And so regardless of the brand or the vehicle that you're looking for, as long as it's a new, and we also have used vehicles, but new vehicles you can buy through the program with an upfront price. And again, no obligation. You can go in and you can shop through that. If you don't know what program you might be eligible for, you can go to ZAG.com, and we've got a listing there of the different programs, and we cover just about everybody through some form of affinity or another. So if you're not a AAA member, you might be an American Express card holder, you might be a Capital One customer. There's all sorts of different ways that you can access these programs, but it really does, I think, reflect a very big transfer of power from the dealer to the consumer.
No question about it. And what about folks who lease? Do you do that type of negotiation as well, or is it strictly for purchase outright?
So today we predominantly focus on the purchase of new and used vehicles. Leasing is absolutely something that we're focused on bringing because our dealer partners are obviously a very big piece of our business. And, you know, what's interesting is that while upfront pricing is so intuitively great for the consumer, and sites like TrueCar, which reveal what everyone else paid, are such an obvious benefit to the consumer in the negotiation, most people assume that this is bad for the dealer. And the reality is that right now automotive needs clarity. And, most dealers make far less on the sale of a new car than the consumer thinks. The average dealer is making about $670 on the sale of a new car. And we have done survey after survey that shows the consumers, if given the opportunity to know exactly what the true dealer cost is on a vehicle, they would voluntarily, as if they were paying a waiter or a waitress at a restaurant, they would voluntarily pay $2,500 or more on a $40,000 product. And that's a 72% statistic. So I think that it's safe to say that dealers would be better off just embracing sort of the open market behavior and the analytics behind it and allowing consumers to make their own choices. It really is important to recognize that today's consumer is a better consumer when they're informed and educated as to the product and the price.
No question about it. And Scott, certainly this is going to be wonderful news for the participating dealers as well, because with an industry-wide slump, I mean, the fact that folks are using your services to purchase new cars, it's a win-win for everybody.
We are absolutely driving market share to the dealers that are in our network. They are dealers that are committed to an upfront price, which I think really reflects the modern day reality of auto retail. But there are also dealers that recognize that the major cost centers in auto retail, which are really the marketing commissions associated with selling cars, the promotion of that car, the overhead of the dealership, and then ultimately the carry cost on the car as it depreciates, are all important cost centers to manage. And on average, the modern dealer has to really cut their cost structure in almost half. They need to get to about $1,000 per car sold. And today, most dealers are still at about $2,000 per car sold. And so being able to upfront price your car, eliminate some of that commission expense, and sell the car based on that upfront price really helps the dealer to get to that lower cost structure. And the dealers that thrive and survive are the ones that are going to be able to make money when others are losing money. And I think that we're excited that the dealers that are on our program are thriving and gaining market share.
Absolutely. It's a very exciting concept that you've developed, and congratulations with all the wonderful success you have had with it so far. It's only going to get bigger. Let's remind folks about all the wonderful information that they can find at TrueCar.com, because you're providing a great public service there as well.
Sure. So TrueCar.com is an absolutely free service to the consumer and to the dealer, and it really does help close the gap, the information gap, and the trust gap that is very intuitive between the consumer and the dealer. And it really gives you the ability to go in, configure the car as you would like to buy it, and on an apples-to-apples basis, see how that stacks up against what others paid. And understanding that you're getting a great deal relative to market really does make you feel better about the transaction. It helps you get to a closed deal more quickly. And one of the things that we've now launched on TrueCar.com is the ability for dealers who are committed to upfront price to actually post their listing prices right on our TrueCar curve. So the price distribution curves of what others paid now have dealers who are anonymously offering their price on that curve. So you can immediately see the connection between a dealer's offering price and what's a fair deal.
And, again, the services at TrueCar.com, 100% free.
Correct.
That is fantastic. So what's next for Scott Painter and TrueCar and Zag? Do you see this expanding further and further?
Well, I think that there are a number of parts of the automotive transaction that really are that remain intimidating. Obviously, it's not just buying a new car, but it's also how do you pay for that car, so financing and leasing, which also should be a commodity. The ability to then insure that car. There's ownership of the car, which includes accessories, maintenance, repair, refueling, extended service agreements, warranties, roadside assistance, and then, of course, selling your trade-in. I happen to believe that the thing that defines us differently than most of these informational businesses is that we're focused on this commercial part of the transaction. I think trade-ins is a big area for us to look forward to in the future.
And we look forward to getting you back on for a much longer segment next time around. Thank you, Scott Painter. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.